Well, rural contractors warn crops will die in fields and there'll be shortages of stock feed if skilled migrant workers can't get rooms in managed isolation hotels. They say the government promised 10% of the rooms for critical workers, but the contractors haven't been able to secure the workers a spot. Katie Todd has the story.
Crop growers around the country breathed a sigh of relief in September when the government granted more than 200 critical worker visas to machinery operators who could help with their summer harvest. But things hit a snag last week when managed isolation vouchers became mandatory to enter the country. Demand for the country's 32 border hotels spiked, and Rural Contractors New Zealand says 61 workers have been unable to get spots in hotels until February. Chief Executive Roger Parton says it will be too late by then, as the harvest will be over.
Millions of tonnes of silage will not be made. And of course, later on in the year, that is what feeds the cattle. And also, as you have seen over the years, you know, we have droughts in various areas where we have to move feed into it to make sure that the animals are fed and able to survive. Otherwise, it's a huge impact upon the dairy industry and on the beef industry as well.
Mr. Parton says the lack of space is a surprise after the government promised to set aside 10% of the managed isolation rooms specifically for critical workers.
We need 61 rooms and we need them urgently. Now, I appreciate there's huge pressure on the isolation facilities and there are people with a whole number of very valid reasons. But, I mean, if we can bring in sports teams, we can bring in some of these people as well.
Yesterday, the booking backlog for the country's border hotels eased a little when the government released an extra 100 rooms a day in the lead-up to Christmas. It said the spaces had been set aside to guard against a spike in demand and would be released daily on a first-in, first-served basis. At the post-cabinet briefing, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern told people wanting to do managed isolation before December to keep trying their luck. She said other spaces do become available every so often due to the website's automatic 48-hour hold on new bookings.
We've made sure that what happens first is the ability for someone to reserve a space while they then go and book their flight. Of course, what we wouldn't want is the reverse situation where people are booking flights and then unable to access a voucher.
Mary De Quonco and her husband decided to try their luck and wait for a booking in a bid to get back from the Philippines in December. It wasn't as straightforward as they expected.
So we waited and we refreshed our laptop in every 10 seconds. And yeah, it's just like a waiting game. We've done that for 3 days straight.
They have finally secured a spot in a managed isolation hotel in mid-December, but Ms. De Quonco says the system is confusing and down to luck. That's something Hugh agrees with after trying to get his 19-year-old daughter home for summer from the United States, where she's just finished high school. He was taken by total surprise by the booking squeeze, which means his daughter will now only be free from managed isolation in February, one day before she starts university.
The confusing message, we're told that there's plenty of spaces available, but when we go to the website to book, there are just no vacancies.
The government has said it does not plan to add any extra spaces in managed isolation. It says the constraint is not the hotels, but the essential workforce of health workers and Defence Force staff who care for the returnees. For Morning Report, call Katie Todd, TNA.